think the mic is here.
Okay. Maybe this is recorded. Simen Shin Membeis. Let us again start the beginning from Sif Aleph. Kol hadvorim sheim asurim midivrei soifrim legozru aleim bein hashmoshes. They weren't goyzer bein hashmoshes. So the Mishnah Berurah says Sif Koton Beis Bein Hashmoshes Uzmano Mavoyer Lael Besimen Reish Samach Aleph Ayin Shom. The Zman of Bein Hashmoshes, we have to look in Reish Samach Aleph. Now, the Zman of Bein Hashmoshes is very unclear. That means as follows. According to the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, Bein HaShemoshes is after the second Shkia, which is 13 and a half minutes before Tzeisak Echovim. And according to the Shita Sagoinim, Bein HaShemoshes is after the first Shkia. So now we really don't know when Bein HaShemoshes is. So there's a Moiradik Pesach from Rav Moshe in Nigris Moshe Chelik Dalet Dav Tzadik Hei. Rav Moshe says as follows. Rav Moshe says, he says two things. Number one, he says Tzeisa Kechovim Meiker Hadin in New York and in most parts of America, if one looks at the sky and one sees the amount of stars that are in the sky 50 minutes after the Shkia, he says this amount of stars was in Europe 72 minutes after the Shkia. So therefore, he says, we can assume that 50 minutes after the Shkia, Me'ikar Hadin is Tzeisa Kechovim. He says, well, a Ben Torah should be Machma, but let us just go, Me'ikar Hadin, he holds that we can assume that Tzeisa Kechovim is Me'ikar Hadin 50 minutes after the Shkia. Now, we have here Chilukei Deis when Bein HaShemoshes is. If it's after the first Shkia, after the second Shkia. So he says as follows. He says, if we will assume that 50 minutes after the Shkia is Tzeisa Kechovim, then we can assume that Be'erech 40 minutes after the Shkia is the second Shkia of the Rabbeinu Tam. There are two shkiyis, and we can assume that 40 minutes after the first shkiyah is the second shkiyah, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, according to the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, till 40 minutes after the shkiyah, it is vadayoyim. From 40 minutes to 50 minutes is Bein Hashmoshes. That is the Zman Bein Hashmoshes according to the Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Shittas HaGaonim, Bein Hashmoshes will start after the first Shkia. So he says, Amoyre Dike Cheshben, he says as follows. From the first Shkia to 40 minutes after that, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, is Vadayoyim. That's the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Gaonim, could be it's Laila already. It's Laila. So he says, we have a Machloikis HaPoiskim, this Zman, this 40 minutes Zman, from the first Shkia to the second Shkia, is this Yoyim or Laila? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, this is Yoyim. According to the Gaonim, we can have Laila. So he says, if we have a Machloikis HaPoiskim, is this Yoyim or Laila? He says, this is not worse, and he says, it's better than Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes is a Sofik. We don't know, is this Yoyim or is this Laila? Here we have a machloikis apoiskim. Is this man, is this yom, is this laila? And he says, a machloikis apoiskim is not worse than a machloikis, a sofik in metzias. So this man, from the shkia till 40 minutes after the shkia, has the halachas of Bein Hashmoshes. That's how we paskin halachas. So these halachas which we are learning, that there are kulis in Bein Hashmoshes, Ashmusta Rabbonon is muta, and we will have Amiralakum is muta. These aloches are applicable from the Shkia till 40 minutes after the Shkia. 40 minutes after the Shkia already, he says like this, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Laila. According to the other Poiskim, it's Vadai Laila. So then, we can't be Mako then. But till this time, we have these kulas of Bein Hashmoshes, which we can be mekel. So that is al kaponim. So these halachas are applicable in al kaponim in America. The first 40 minutes after the shkia, ayin shom va'ayin b'mogin avrom. The Bein Hashmoshes of Moitzoi Shabbos. Here we're talking about the Bein Hashmoshes of Leil Shabbos. So that we have this halacha. The Efshe da Shulchan Meiri Rak Be'erev Shabbos. So that means Erev Shabbos, I have a cheskas yoyim. That means it was yoyim till now. Now after the shkia, I don't know, did it become laila? Didn't it become laila? So there are kulis, so the tzafik yoyim, tzafik laila, with a cheskas yoyim. So there we can be mekel. Vishani afuki yoyim miyula yoyim. But Moitzoi Shabbos, so there it was Yoyim, it was Shabbos, and now I have a suffix, did it become Oy Shabbos? And this man has a Cheska Shabbos, so it could be this is more Chama. This is a suffix in the Magen Avraham. The Misveika Loipoke Kedusha. So the Magen Avraham is Misupik.
The
Meikar Adin, there's no chilik between this Bein Hashmoshes and this Bein Hashmoshes. Agav Ulche, I'd like to say over, there's a magia in the Tosfos Chadoshim, in the Masechta Shabbos, in the second Perik, Perik Beis, Mishneh Zayin, which the magia and the Tosfos Chadoshim says, as the way Rabbi Kevege puts it, Dovor Nechmod Moit. He said something beautiful. What in the Mishnah it says, Sofik Chasheicha, Sofik Eina Chasheicha. Then it says, Dinenei Maaschin Asavadei, Maaschin Asadmai. So this Mishnah is speaking about the Zman of Bein Hashmoshes. So the Mishnah says, Sofik Chasheicha, Sofik Eina Chasheicha. So why? Why does the Mishnah have to say these two Lashonis, Sofik Chasheicha, Sofik Eina Chasheicha? So the Magi in the Tosfos Chadoshim says the Mishnah is speaking about two Bein Hashmoshes. Sofik Chasheicha means Erev Shabbos. It's a Sofik, did it become Shabbos already? Sofik Eina Chasheicha. Sofik Eina Chasheicha, so that's the Chumra. Sofik Chasheicha, maybe it became night already. That's the Mishnah speaking about the Tzad Chumra. Sofik, maybe it became night. So that's why we have this Chumra. Sofik Eina Chasheicha, the Sofik is maybe it's still Yoim. And the Mishnah is telling us they have the same dinim. This is what the Magia in the Tosfos Chadoshim wants to say, Rabbi Kevege says it's a dovo nechmod. That so this is like this mahalach, that in Yesod there's no difference between the Bein Hashmoshes of Erev Shabbos and the Bein Hashmoshes of Meitzoy Shabbos. Nagavuche Ramoshe says with a cheshbin, Meitzoy Shabbos, he says, we could also be makel 40 minutes after the Shkia. 40 minutes until we assume it's, that means here it's the other way around. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it was till now it's Vada Yoim, and now it's Sofik Yoim, and according to the Gaon, it could be it's Laila. Bekitzer, he is makel 40 minutes after the Shkia, by Tzoyi Shabbos as the Din of Bein Hashmoshes.
The Magen Avraham, he says very good, he argues very well.
What?
Well, he argues very well, Magen Avraham. I don't know. I liked it.
It's Afuki Yoyim. Yeah. Okay, so there's a whole Bir Aloha that brings Rayas not like the Magen Avraham. Okay, so he says like this, Vayim Bir Aloha, Shebeinu de Beismei Echid, de Medina Ein Chilik, Vav Maitzoi Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes, Mutter Shvus Letzoyrech Mitzvah, which we will have soon. V'chein beBirke Yosef Kosav Kein B'Shem Rashba Ksav Yad De'erevim. The Rashba says also there's no difference. The Shove Bein Hashmoshes Shomitzoy Shabbos in Bein Hashmoshes De'erev Shabbos. It has the same thing. Okay, so we have here an Agabucha Ramosha brings down the Olcha Shulchan, also is Mekel. He holds that there's no difference between two these Bein Hashmoshes. Yes. Umikomokim Lemaise Kosav the Yesh Lahachmer B'Meitzoy Shabbos. One should be Machmer, the Beis Meir holds one should be Machmer B'Meitzoy Shabbos Shum Den Ono B'Kiyim. Bizman Bein Hashmoshes Mosei Maschel Azman Shenenu Vadiyoim Va'ayin Bir Aloche. In Grad in Bir Aloche he mentions one Nekude, which is this is not the Chumra of the Magen Avraham, but it's a very interesting Chumra. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos brings a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, when Bein Hashmoshes is. Rabbi Yehuda holds Bein Hashmoshes is a 13 and a half minute period before Laila. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's keheref ayin. It's mamish, a split second. that this Beina Shmoshes, that is a Nichnas v'zei Yoytzei. It's a split second. And the Gemara says that the Beina Shmoshes of Rabbi Yossi starts after the Beina Shmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda ends. So that means the Beina Shmoshes of Rabbi Yossi is mamish a split second before night. Now, the Gemara says, who do we paskin like? So the Gemara says, I don't know. So we're machmer. So when it comes, so the Mishneh Berurah tainis ashrek lecha chumre. He says, when it comes Erev Shabbos, so soon as it's the Shkia ready, maybe we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that right after the Shkia, there's a 13 and a half minute period, whenever the Shkia is, that it's Beina Shmoshes. We have to be machmer like Rabbi Yehuda. We can't say like Rabbi Yossi Tzkeheref Ayin that till a split second before Laila it's Vadayim. We're machmer like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says that is Erev Shabbos, you have to be machmer. But when it comes Moitzoi Shabbos, who says we could be maker like Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe the loch is like Rabbi Yossi. He says you're taking two kulas. I'm first saying maybe the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda, and maybe it's Yoim. Two kulas. He says, what right do we have to do this? The Bir Aloch is very persistent. The Bir Aloch, it's brought down in Hilchas Sfira Sa'ima that Bein Hashmoshes one can tell Sfira. It's a Safik, it's a Mitzvah Rabban, one can tell. So the Bir Aloch, he says, who says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that we have a Bein Hashmoshes after the Shkia? Maybe we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. He's very, whenever it comes to Chumrah, he says, who knows? We can be machmer like Rabbi Yehuda Erev Shabbos, but he says, but by other halachas, so this is Al Koponim, Rabbi Moshe paskins halacha, one could be Mekel 40 minutes after the Shkia Moitzoi Shabbos also. Now let us go. So we have Kulas and Bein Hashmoshes. Now let us see something very interesting. So the Mechaber says, Le'gozru aleyem Bein Hashmoshes, the Rabbonons, not all the Rabbonons that we learned yesterday, but Shmus the Rabbonon, many the Rabbonons, they were Meiko. They were Meiko like the Rabbonon. Vuhu sheyehei shom devar mitzvah oy doichek, and we are makel to by a shvus derabonon to do a shvus derabonon by two cases. Either it's a dvar mitzvah, so it's a derabon, it's bein hashmoshes, so it's a suffix. It's a shvus, it's a derabonon, and it's a dvar mitzvah. It's a dvar mitzvah oy doichik, or there's a difficulty, even though it's not a dvar mitzvah, but there's a difficulty. We'll see exactly what this means. We are also mekel bein hashmoshes. Ketzad? What is the case of a dvar mitzvah? So he says something very interesting. Mutar loy bein hashmoshes lalois beilon. A person is allowed to go up on a tree, Bein Hashmoshes. Now, Lalois Be'ilon is a shvus. You're not allowed to go up on the tree. It's a Issa Darabona. Oy Loshut Al Pnei Hamayim, or a person is allowed to swim, which is also be Darabona. Lahavi Lulev Oy Shaifa, to bring a lulev or a shaifa. Now, when I learned this halacha, I got in very hot water, and I'm still in the hot water, but let me explain to you what the problem is. First, I'd like to say over a very interesting maisa that is a psak from the Taz, and then we'll come to what we just learned now. There was a maise, the Taz in Simen Tov Reish. This is Hilchos Chosh Hashan. Brings down a shrek lecha maise. There was a maise, there was a kehila, that before Reish Hashanah, robbers came and they robbed the whole city, Achmona Nitzlon, and they took away the Shefa also. They didn't have a Shefa. That was, like someone said, Chazal say, Kol Shona Sherosha Mitchilosa Mishasheres B'Soifa. Every year that it's very poor at the beginning of the year, they were Mekayim, this Kimloy Muvan Amila, it was Mamish. They were robbed, they didn't have a Shefa. Bekitzer, they sent someone, Rosh Hashanah was then Thursday and Friday. They sent someone to go to another Kila to bring them a Shefa. Bekitzer, Anoinis happened. He was unable to come back. Thursday passed by without a Shefa. Friday passed by without a Shefa. Afalan. So Al Kaponim, so Erev Shabbos. So, I mean, Mekabel Shabbos Bismanoi. A little earlier, Mekabel Shabbos Magdimin. The Mekabel Shabbos. After the Mekabel Shabbos, this person comes back with the Shefa. Shefa, that is a Shefa. So now, the Shaila was, what do you do? They were Mekabel Shabbos. Bekitzer, the Taz Paskin, listen, there's a mitzvah of Tki, Shefa. It's still Rosh Hashanah. They were Mekabel, it's not Meboid Yoim. It wasn't, it's still Rosh Hashanah. So, you blow Shefa now. You blow Shefa and in the after Lechadoi, thus.
It's not
America
to listen to it.
To blow it.
No, the person who brought it.
He didn't know how to blow. The one who knew how to, forget, he says clear like that. If you have someone who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos who knows how to blow, there's Gevaltik, but he didn't know how to blow. And so the one who knew how to blow is after Boichal or Boichal. Fine. So the Taz says, you blow Shefa, not to the 100 Kailas, Kaponim, Tashchat, at the 30 Kailas you blow, Nagutin Tog, and that's what you do. Fine. This is a Taz. Zok the Mishnah Brure, what will the halacha be? What will the halacha be if he were talking about Miboid Yoim? What will the halacha be? He brings down a prima godem. If it's Bein Hashmoshes already. It's Bein Hashmoshes Erev Shabbos, and they didn't blow Shefa yet. Are you allowed to blow Shefa Bein Hashmoshes? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Mishbet Zayisov. The Taz was Mekel Meboid Yoy. Bein Hashmoshes. The whole thing is Atki Yeshayfe the Rabbonon. It's Bein Hashmoshes. You don't blow Shayfe. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah, Prima Godim, and the Matei Ephraim says this. I found an Elif Lamogin. The Elif Lamogin and the Matei Ephraim brings down. No, you could blow the Shefa Bein Hashmoshes. Fine, okay. When I learned this halacha, I don't know what everyone did with this halacha. Here we are speaking about, the Mechaber says, L'tzoyrech mitzvah, you're allowed to go up on a tree Bein Hashmoshes to get a Shefa. So what is it talking about? L'chayret's talking about, Rosh Hashanah was Friday, it's Bein Hashmoshes of Shabbos. You didn't blow Shefa yet. That's what he's talking about. What is he talking about?
Chenish for Shabbos? Yeah.
What?
Chenish not for Shabbos, right?
Chenish. Friday. No, the first, second. No.
Maybe it was
no, no, the, no, no. The first day. No. The first day can't be. The first day can't be.
Shabbos?
The first day can't be. The first day can't be Erev Shabbos. The first day can only be Thursday.
So it was second day, end of second day.
The end of the second day? Look, it was Friday. It was Bein Hashmoshes. Look, that's the case. Yeah, yeah. So here we're talking about, so here it's speaking about, you're allowed to swim Bein Hashmoshes to get a Shefa. Shemayim. What are you going to do with the Shefa? It's a Seich Mitzvah. So Kochi going to blow the Shefa. So I don't understand how they learn Pshat. I really don't understand how they learn Pshat.
Yeah.
We don't paskal. There's a shitas harif. The shitas, but my lulav also says the same thing. There's a shitas harif. The shitas harif. The rif paskin. If there's a bezdin kavua, you blow shofar on Shabbos. So then could be. That's the shitas harif. The rif blew shofar on Shabbos. If there's a bezdin kavua in the shtok, we don't paskal like the rif. What? No, it's a gemara Rosh Hashanah. It's a gemara Rosh Hashanah that when there's a bezin kavua, the shaila is if our bezin is the din of a bezin kavua. But the gemara says in Rosh Hashanah when there's a bezin kavua, they weren't geyser. Shemi Evreni blow shayfa on Shabbos. The rif blew shayfa on Shabbos, but he didn't take a lulav on Shabbos. That's for sure. So the lulav is not good with the rif also. The only way I understood this mechaber, it's speaking about. That the second day Yontif was the second day Rosh Hashanah, the second day Dos, and they didn't have a lulav, they didn't have a shofar, and you're allowed to swim and you're allowed to climb up a tree to get a shofar and a lulav, and what do you do with it? You need to take it. I don't know. I was looking. I haven't the faintest idea how everyone learned pshat. The Elif Lebogim bring that. Others say you're allowed to blow shofar. That's good. But the Mishpur himself, Paskins and Tofresh, that you're not allowed to. So I don't know. I really don't know.
But fine. The Bein Hashmoshes of the Mechaber is 40 minutes.
Whenever the Bein Hashmoshes is, it's irrelevant. The Shaila is, are you allowed to blow shofar Bein Hashmoshes? The Mishnah Berurah, Paskins, Laloche, the second day, Yontif, you're not allowed to. Here's a different Shaila, blowing shofar. It's not supposed to blow shofar Bein Hashmoshes. It's a cliche. He says, you know, the whole thing is a Savik the Rabbonim. So like this, the Aloche is between you and me. It's brought down klar. That means forget about Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah is in the middle of the week and I didn't blow shofar, it's Bein Hashmoshes. So I see blow shofar. But I have to lose. That means I have a mitzvah.
It's easy.
Well, yeah, it's either I'll be Mekayim and Mitzvah, I won't make a bracha, but I'll blow shofar.
Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. Is like the Rabbanan if you blow on the second day? So why should you take a risk to blow on Shabbos? Maybe it's Shabbos, because it's all anyway the second day. It will be the Rabbanan. So it's better not to blow it.
That's what they say. Yeah.
So why is this?
So yeah. What are you talking about? See, we're talking about we're swimming to get a shofar. We're swimming to get, before the blowing, we're swimming to get a shofar. So what do you need a shofar for? I don't know what's, and I couldn't find anyone to speak about it. Fine. V'chein, okay, so this is, Abrabein Hashmoshes, you're allowed to swim l'tzorich mitzvah, you're allowed to climb a tree l'tzorich mitzvah. V'chein, he'll speak about another mitzvah. V'chein, moirid meho ilam, oy moitzi mikamalis erev she'oso. Now, let us see what this means. V'chein, moirid mine ilam. Now, let's just explain what we're speaking about. The halacha is, let's give a few akdamas. The halacha is, you only make an Erev Tchumim. An Erev Tchumim means that I want to go in this Mokim on Shabbos. I live over here, and from where I live to this Mokim is more than the Tchum. So I can't go to this mokim on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. I have sheva brachas here. I can't go. It's chutz l'tchum. So I make an erev tchumen over here. That is in my tchum. So we consider that I live here. And if I live here, so from where I put down the erev, so this mokim is in my tchum, so I'm not allowed to go to this mokim. I live here Shabbos, I was kind of shvisi and allowed to go here. So you only make an erev tchumim l'tzorich mitzvah. Fine, okay. Now, there's a halacha of erev tchumim that we consider, since the erev is here, so it's considered like I live here. But this is only possible if I can eat the Erev where it is. But what if someone put down the Erev on top of a tree? Shem Yishamayim. He put it on top of a tree. So now the Erev is on top of the tree, so when it comes right before Shabbos, so it's kind of Shvisa, so I can't get to it. So I lost my Erev. So the din is, halachically, since an Erev Tchumim, you only make an Erev Tchumim L'Tzoyrech Mitzvah, so L'Tzoyrech Mitzvah, we will be matter you to climb up the tree, to bring down the Erev from on top of the tree to where you want to be Kainish Misa. So you don't have to do anything. But halachically, since I'm permitted to climb up the tree, so it's considered that I was going to Shvisa here because I have no problems in getting to the Erev because I'm permitted to climb up the tree. That is what the Mechaber says. V'chein moirid meha'ilam oi moitzi me'akamlis. Let's say the Erev was put down in Akamlis and I want to be going to Shvisa in the Rishus Ayochid. So Bein Hashmoshes, I have to be capable of getting this Erev into the Rishus HaYochid. It's in the Karmelis. So since this is only a Shavus Derabonim, and this is Bein Hashmoshes, and it's L'Tzoyrech Mitzvah, so these are Mishalim that a Yid is permitted. He was talking about a Yid. A Yid is allowed to climb a tree, Bein Hashmoshes, L'Tzoyrech Mitzvah, in order to enable that his Erev Tchumim should be able to function. He's allowed to carry from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid, Bein Hashmoshes, in order to enable that his Erev should be able to function. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein Moirid Meha'ilam. V'choshev tzoyrech mitzvah. This is considered a tzoyrech mitzvah. Av shein tzoyrech l'zeh ata kol kach b'shabbos. That means I thought that so much a tzoyrech Shabbos am mishum de mitchila ein ma'arvi eruvei tchumim ele l'dvar mitzvah. The one is only permitted to make an Erev Tchumim L'Dvar Mitzvah. So if he made the Erev Tchumim, that means he wants to be by a Sheva Brocha Shabbos. V'im ye'osa lo'hiridoi. If he will not be permitted to take down the Erev, lo'vi'etzloi lo'yochel eruvoi, so the Erev won't be chalm. So v'hilkach tzoyrech mitzvah. So this is considered a tzoyrech mitzvah that I'm permitted to take the Erev down from the tree to where I want to be kind of shvisa. So it's considered that the Bein Hashmoshes, I was capable of eating the Erev, so it's considered that it was kind of shvisa. That's case number one. Case number two, oy moitzi meha kamelis rotzoloyma. For who he's kaven liknei shvisa, he wanted to be koine shvisa b'shus harabim. He wanted to be koine shvisa b'shus harabim. Oy b'shus ayochid asomach eitzel akamelis. And the Erev is in the Karmelis. V'im lo yia rashoi bein hashmoshes. If he will not be permitted, Bein Hashmoshes, shehu zman chalois erev, lohoitzi mehakarmonis lavioi etzloi. If he will not be permitted, Bein Hashmoshes, to take it out of the karmelis, he wants to be kind of shvis in the Rishus HaYochid or in the Rishus HaRabim. If he will not be permitted to carry it out, he won't be, that erev won't be chal. And one makes an Erev L'Tzoyrech Mitzvah L'Chein Shori. So therefore the Shavus of carrying from a Karmelis to a Shus HaYochid, the Shavus of climbing at Elam, so this is Mutter L'Tzoyrech Mitzvah, and the Erev Tchumim was made L'Tzoyrech Mitzvah, therefore I have this Eter. Now, we said we were matter a shvus l'tzoyrech mitzvah oy doichek. Doichik means, even though it's there's not a mitzvah, that's how we started off. Oh, the shvus terabonon is mutter. You're allowed to do a shvus terabonon. Two cases. Either it's a dvar mitzvah, or doichik. Doichik means, if I will not be able to do this, it will be very difficult for me. There's a doichik. So they were matter to do a shvus terabonon bein hashmoshes, even though it's not a tzorich mitzvah, there's a doichik. Now, what is the case of doichik? The chayim. So now we are explaining the second case of doichik. That means we are explaining a case, it is not a tzorich mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. But I'm permitted to do the shvus because there's a doichik. V'chein im hoya torud v'nechpas ledovo shehu mishum shvus. He had to do something, and till now he was unable to do it, and now it's bein hashmoshes. And if you and this is very important, we'll see exactly the guidelines. But it's not a tzorich mitzvah. It's not a tzorich mitzvah, but there's a need for it. Mutter bein hashmoshes. It's mutter bein hashmoshes to do a shvus. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah exactly what we are speaking about. Zogt the Mishnah Berurah siv koton hay. Bo leforesh bozeh hay oidoichik shekosav leel. We gave a heter to be over an ashvus bein hashmoshes, if there is a doichik, there's a necessity, there's a need. Dahainu, im hoyo torud v'nechpas l'zeh, he had to do this, and he wasn't able to do it till now. Da oz min hastam, Nitzrach loy tzoyrech harbe, he needs this. Ushas adchaku, lekach itiru loy. Now we are speaking ledavineinu with very vague terms. Now we're going to speak later a little bit better. Lechein itiru loy. Va'ayin so. But al kaponim we have the guidelines. A tzoyrech harbe, it's very important. Ushas adchaku, l'chein etiru lo. Va'ayim bebir hagros, min reisa machalef, shemash meminei, shemash shemater harambam, mibnei shu torud v'nechpas, haynu kshuhu shas adchak godel. It's a big shas adchak. Now he gives a moshe. Kigoy. Sheroitze la'arev. He wants to make an erev tchumim. Mipnei shu torud v'nechpaz livroyach mipnei kusi. That means he has to get out of here. His advice is he's first going to get out in Shabbos. And he has to go chutz l'tchum. So in order to go chutz l'tchum, he made an erev tchumim. Now we will see, the case is very interesting. He made an erev tchumim, and the erev tchumim was again put on a tree, of all things. And the erev tchumim would not work. So we say, but since there's a tzoyrich godel for him, that the Erev Tchumim should work, so he has a heter bein hashmoshes to take it off the tree. Kegoyin, sheroitzel orim neishu tored v'nechpaz livroyach mipnei kusi, bozeh shove inyin lidvar mitzvah. This is equivalent to a dvar mitzvah. V'tiru shvus bein hashmoshes tahaynu afilu k'sheirev munach aleilon oy bekarmelis. So again, they were matter this Shavuos. Fine. Now, v'nechpas ayin ma shekasavda b'simen reish samach aleph b'mishnah brura sivkot n'tezayin b'shem rashal. Now, there's a marshal. Now let us just look 1 second. There's a sharetzion sivkotn hay. We said from the goyin said atzoyrech godel is mutter, and he gave a very marshal. In mikol mokim, now look at the sharetzion sivkotn hay. Mikol mokim poshet the gamhu moide. Lamasha Kasavti Bisimin Rei Samachalu Mishnabur Sivkotn Tazayin Bishem Rashal. The Loi Gozru Al Shvus Bein Ashmoshis Bamokim Hefsid Merube. Number one, Hefsid Merube. Now we know he's going to lose a lot of money. The Wamata Ashvus Bamokim Hefsid Merube. And we'll see, one of the shvusim which we're speaking about is Amira Lakum. She allowed to tell, so let's talk about a case. There's a hefsid merube, and he'll tell a goy to do a malache, bein ha-shmoshes, he'll be able to save. He shouldn't have a hefsid merube, so that's mutter. Ve'evsher dehu adim b'mokim tzorech godol, it's also mutter, it's not a tzorech mitzvah. The kam achroinim is tikkus divur mashal ledin bokim hefsed merube. It's a godle gozle bein hashmoshes al shvus. Now the mashal says something, a very interesting mashal. What's called a tzoyrech godle? So the mashal said, someone has yotzeit on Shabbos for a parent, and it's bein hashmoshes, and they forgot to tzind a yotzeit lump. And by people, a yotzeit lump is shem shemayim. It's the yotzeit of his parents. They didn't see the yotzeit lump, so he's permitted to tell a goy to tzind a yotzeit lump bein hashmoshes. So this is a heter of the marshal. That's called a tzorech godol. It's not called a tzorech Shabbos. It's not called a tzorech mitzvah. But it's called a tzorech godol because people feel very bad if. The yotzeit is once a year, and that's so. That's called a tzorech godol, and that is mutter. Now let us just see further the mechaber. Now we're just gonna see further. Umitam ze mutter loyma beina shmoshes lein the Yehudi lahadlik loyner b'Shabbos. Now this lashon is a pachad noire. If you'd read the words literally, what means I'm allowed to tell a goy bein hashmoshes he should be madlik a ner b'Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Not allowed to tell a goy, a fellow Thursday, that he should be madlik a ner in Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We shouldn't learn a wrong pshat in the Machaba. Ner b'Shabbos, hay b'Shabbos rotzoloyma sheyadlik tekev bein hashmoshes letzoyrech Shabbos. Avol im mevakshei sheyadlik acher kach, he should tzid now letzoyrech Shabbos. Avol im mevakshei sheyadlik acher kach b'Shabbos gufe za osa afilun b'kshim b'boidyoy. To tell them, Erev Shabbos is sinned in Shabbos, but who will there be some in Shinzayin Sivbeis? Lav Davko Tzeir, Sude Mater Amachaba. So he's not telling us I'm allowed to be Malak Tzeir. Sude, Tu Adini Mevakshei Sheyadlik Bechede Sheyoshin Shom. He's going to sleep there. Gam Kein Yesh Lohokul. And this somehow is called Atzoirech Godul. Now look in the Sharetzi. Kein mitzadet aprim megodim, mishum dohu torud umitztayer boze. So the prim megodim says to tell a goy to put on a light in the bedroom, to put on a ner and to be malik in the bedroom, So we have, this is called Epis. Atzoyrech, the Torah, the Mitztar, Mizeh. Ubehemis nire, so now, Sheish Later Rav, he may not Torah, Mizeh, even Shum Isanik, Mizeh, Bishabbos. Avitzoyrech Mitzvah, Moshe Kesavti, Bibir Alochem. So now, let us look in the Bir Alochem. Now, this Bir Alochem is very unclear. The last Bir Alochem, Mutter Benish Moshe, Da, the Lekamon Simen Tov Tezvov Sif Aleph Bago Muchach Tadovu Shud Tzoyrech Shabbos Av She'ev Sheloi Bil Adam, even though I can live without it, V'ak She'ev Toysev Loi Oynik Choshev Tzoyrech Mitzvah. This is called a Tzoyrech Mitzvah. If I'll have more Oynik. That's what he says over here. In Simen Reish Samach Aleph, he didn't say so much. In Simen Reish Samach Aleph, when they're talking about Matar Shvusim Bein HaShmoshes, there it says as follows. It says, if you don't have, let's say, you weren't Mafrish, Ein Ma'aschen Es HaVadai, not to be Tevil, but if you don't have Chalas to eat, you're allowed to be Maisik. If you don't have Chalas, You don't have what to eat. You don't have pages what to eat. You're allowed to. But it seems the Stamazoy Aloinik Shabbos is it's not so poshut. To be madlik two neiris, Rabbi Kevege compares this to Yotzeit Lam Zocher v'Shomer. So a beginning. Two neiris. One.
Only two.
Two. He says two. Yeah, two is
but
good.
One be yoitz of the mitzvah.
Yeah, but
zocher v'shama.
Zocher v'shama. Yeah, there's inyan of two. So he says that's called.
But binash mashos would be Shabbos, actual Shabbos.
So we're not with amir lakum. So this is the chiddush. The shvusim. This is only asami the rabbonim. So the shvusim that they asked didn't ask the binash mashos. I just like to mention the Kuntres Aachen says. He says something a little bit more clearer. Chol shu tzoyrech gomor l'Shabbos. It's something that's very important for Shabbos. V'loi sagi b'lav hochikim b'deiche k'tzas. I can live without it, but it'll be very difficult. Shori afal pi she'enoi tzoyrech gadol. The b'tzoyrech gadol afilu sh'loi l'tzoyrech Shabbos shori. And the marshal he gives is very interesting. L'maisi, you're allowed to make Eruvi Chatzeres Bein HaShmoshes. What's Eruvi Chatzeres? I'll be able to carry. How? And if you won't carry, that's called Atzeres Goma. So the whole Shabbos I'll be imprisoned. I can't take out from the house to the yard. That's called Atzeres Goma. That's not called Atzeres Godel. It's Atzeres Goma L'Atzeres Shabbos. And that, he says, that's permissible. But it has to be a need for it. It'll be very difficult if you don't do it.